Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And you have found your way to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition for today, the Monday edition, June 18th. Woo! Welcome to the show. And talking about calcium, the conceptual confusion surrounding calcium use from dietary supplements as well as the diet, daily diet. And can we provide any clarification? And I just reported, I saved it for the last segment of that first hour. I just reported on this new study in the journal Heart, talking about calcium supplementation being linked to increased heart attack risk. All right. Now that I reported on that study, let me say this to you now. I have in front of me a review of the literature, and you can find it for yourself. It's called Is Excess Calcium Harmful to Health? This was published in 2010 in the journal Nutrients. Okay? In this study, and I won't give you the names of each study, but they reported, and I will count them for you. One, two. That they looked at, before I tell you what I'm counting, they looked at randomized control trials that evaluated the effects of calcium supplementation or combined calcium vitamin D supplementation on cardiovascular related endpoints. In other words, does taking dietary calcium supplements have any cardiovascular risk? Generally, here are the studies that found no significant differences between people who took calcium and who didn't take calcium and cardiovascular risk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Turn the page. 9 studies. These are randomized controlled trials. You never hear about those often. They're there. They're out there. Not that you don't hear about them. They're there. And there are others. So, again, and it goes back and forth. Given what I said about calcium deficiency in our culture relative to teenage girls, to middle-aged men and women, and to long-lived men and women, we got a calcium deficiency. Given the standard American diet, it's understandable why we have a calcium deficiency. Given that the body cannot make calcium and you can only get it through diet, daily diet, or supplementation, hence there is a need for dietary calcium and supplementation. The question is, can you take dietary calcium supplements safely, effectively, and to prevent osteoporosis and other health-related diseases associated with calcium deficiency? And I didn't even go through the list of the benefits from a, you know, balanced calcium level in your body. My guest today in the second hour will help with do that, Dr. Jason Mitchell. He is a educator and product formulator, among other things, for one of the biggest and best dietary supplement companies in the world. And that would be Country Life. Dr. Mitchell, welcome to the calcium supplement controversy.
Well, good to be there, Dr.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. So I tried to lay some groundwork for you in that first hour. I looked at it from a researcher's perspective, and I didn't get into some of the methods and procedures, the issues surrounding some of these studies and the flaws in some of the studies. Now, what I said to the listener at the first hour, I take dietary calcium. I certainly don't want to take something that's going to cause me to have a heart attack or otherwise build up, you know, calcification in my arteries, right? I wouldn't want to do that for my family members or for my clients or for anybody. I would be irresponsible of me to suggest, you know, take calcium and not talk about, you know, some of the issues that surround it from a research point of view. I want to lay it out there. I don't want to run away from it. I think that there's a way to take dietary calcium supplements in a safe, effective way and can serve a real useful purpose. That's my perspective based on my review of the literature.
Of course.
What are your thoughts?
Well, here's the thing. If somebody was given such an obscene, you know, suggestion of, okay, if you take calcium supplements that it's going to hurt your health, you know, obviously people would decide, you know, I'm not going to take something that would intentionally hurt ourselves. But can I jump right to the study for a second? Because I want to point something out.
Of course.
The study that's got everybody scared is this Swiss and German researchers. They warn about the increased risk of cardiovascular disease when taking dietary supplements that are, you know, that are calcium based. Okay. And their claim is that they followed 24,000 men and women over the course of 11 years.
Right.
And at the end of this evaluation, I'm not even going to call it a study because it's an evaluation, that they had an 86% risk in heart attack compared to those who didn't take the calcium supplements. Now, if you were to just leave it at that one sentence, of course people should actually take notice and be cautious about taking calcium supplements.
You'd have to be
crazy not to, and
ignorant.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And it's all over the media, but here's the funny thing. When you start tearing down the study, or what I call an evaluation, when you start looking at what is it about this that you should be concerned about and look at and dive in, here's how many heart attacks were reported out of 24,000 men and women, 354. Now, I'm here to tell you that more people are having heart attacks today, and I would say that than probably 20 years past. And I don't believe that calcium supplements had anything to do with it. I believe that the decline in the quality of our diet, the decline in the quality and abundance of activity that we should be doing, you know, they're not in this evaluation. They didn't really take into consideration the person's health status. They didn't take into consideration this person's diet. Were they overweight? You know, were they?
Did they smoke?
Did they smoke? Did they drink? I mean, 354 out of 24,000. Now, don't get me wrong. The 354 people that had heart attacks, I feel very bad that they had to have a heart attack, and hopefully they're okay today. But the reality is, when you look at it by percentage, I wouldn't say that that's too far off from what we experience on a regular basis. If in fact, if you just looked at society in general, you might even find that the percentage of people that have heart attacks are probably even a little bit more than that. It's because we have this standard American diet approach to eating and living. And unfortunately, it's without accountability. We're eating out of boxes, cans, freezer bags. We have a higher incidence of diabetes of any, you know, the growing risks of diabetes and other types of diseases because of the way we eat. But do you see where I'm going with this, Dr. Gardner?
Yeah, they also focused
on calcium.
I have the study in front of me.
Yep.
It's Boland, Gray, Avenel, and Gamble. It's called Calcium Supplements with or Without Vitamin D and Risk of Cardiovascular Events, Reanalysis of the Women's Health Initiative Limited Access Data Set and Meta-Analyses. That's a mouthful. It's published in BMJ 2011.
You know what a meta-analysis is? It's an evaluation of everything that's already been done that either shows positive or negative results, and they basically reinterpret it to their own views to fit what they believe is correct.
Yeah.
It's basically just saying they get to put their opinion in now.
I know, and I have no problem with meta-analyses. I've engaged in those myself, and I find them very useful, provided that they're done correctly. There were 260 strokes in that study in the 11-year period, and
yep,
there were
267 heart disease deaths, right?
Associated deaths.
Yep.
This is over 11-year period, 24,000
right.
participants. Be mindful that this was a reevaluation. They went back and reevaluated what they had done initially. I have the Boland study in front of me, the initial study.
Right.
This is referred to in the literature over and over again. I've found other studies, the titles, the headlines, finding an association between taking calcium supplements. These are individual studies. Some are individual, some are meta-analyses, and a risk for heart attack.
Right.
Now, the point is, in these studies, it's hard for me to find what calcium supplement they used, what kind of calcium did they use, were there co-nutrients like vitamin D, vitamin K, and some other essential vitamins and minerals necessary for absorption, were any of those included in the supplement? I don't know. And in some of the studies, there was no control for that, how the people were living and eating, as Dr. Mitchell just pointed out. So at the end of this show, what we want to know is it safe to take calcium supplements? If so, why, what kind, and how much? Be right back.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists, developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
The science behind Greens Plus is the result of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the Synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Zyflamend, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter's Zyflamend uses potent, broad-spectrum, supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural proven way to have your most youthful radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. That's reservage.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optimal health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural, stimulant-free internal cleansing products. Learn more at YERBAPRIMA.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
It's that time of year for fun and sun at the beach, theme parks, and while on vacation. Hi, this is Dr. Michael Garka, host of Let's Talk Nutrition. Join me June 22nd from 1 to 4 for Vitamin Discount Center's Health and Wellness Fair on having a healthy, fun-filled summer. From 1 to 2, I'll be at Vitamin Discount Center on Fowler Avenue in Temple Terrace to meet and talk with you. From 2 to 4, during the broadcast of Let's Talk Nutrition, there will be product giveaways, gift baskets worth hundreds of dollars, VDC gift cards, and raise tickets. We'll also have gift baskets, giveaways, and fun activities for the kids. After all, it is summer vacation. For more details, go to letstalknutrition.com or visit my Facebook page / Dr. Michael Garko or follow me on Twitter at Dr. Garko. So let's have a summer blast on June 22nd at the Vitamin Discount Center store in Temple Terrace. I'll see you at the fair.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back. Approximately 10 million Americans over the age of 50 suffer from osteoporosis. Another 34 million have low bone mass or density. I reported on this earlier from that study by Price and co-researchers to give them attribution. Almost one out of five patients with a hip fracture dies within 6 months, and one out of four dies within a year. After age 50, you know, a woman's risk of dying from a hip fracture is equal to her lifetime risk of dying from breast cancer. And many of the deaths are associated with these hip fractures because of immobility and this metabolic demand that's put on the body caused by the fracture. And by the way, if you make it past 1 year, your odds of having another hip fracture, are increased for the opposite hip, because the hip that was fractured is now compromised, and you compensate and you run that risk. And by the way, in terms of the calcium deficiency, calcium intake is low for most age groups in the U.S. And what we find is that, you know, the average dietary calcium intake is below recommended amount for 60 to 70% of teenage girls, for example, and 70% for postmenopausal women. So there's a need for calcium. Body can't make it. Got to get it from the diet or dietary supplementation. My question to you, Dr. Mitchell, is if dietary calcium supplements were taken off the market today, would that help or hurt the general population?
Part, I think it would hurt it a great deal, because I mean, you got to understand too. If we go back to this study, they're trying to tell you that something is absolute. That if you take a dietary supplement containing calcium, you're going to have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. And of course, hearing the terror. I mean, I can just hear the terror in someone's voice when they think heart attack. I don't want to do that. Am I killing myself taking calcium? That is an absurdity. The problem is this. There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of reading between the lines that you'd have to do to understand where they even came up with these results. Some of the groups taking the calcium actually had a higher incidence of, or a higher level of cholesterol, which also known as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. You know, I mean, they didn't really quantify properly for health status.
Yeah.
Dietary supplemental calcium, if taken correctly, is not only helpful. I mean, I will tell you that I would strongly recommend it, not just for the statistics that you just gave with regards to osteoporosis, but keep in mind, calcium is something very important for all kinds of different things in the body, not just bones. Although most of the time when we talk about calcium, we're talking about bones.
So, if somebody were to go into a store,
yes,
and sometimes it could be a drugstore or one of these big discount houses, and they see this display, it says calcium.
Yep.
$2 for a bottle, you know, and the bottle looks like a paint can, right?
Bucket of calcium, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's giant. And people say, oh, my God, look at that. That's cheap. You're right. They buy it. And all that the product has calcium in it. There are no co-nutrients in it. It's some unhealthy form of calcium. I mean, I wouldn't take that product. I don't care if they gave it away. I wouldn't give it to my cats. Okay?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, there are different qualities of calcium. Mm. Just to put it into perspective, there's probably roughly a little bit over 40 different types of calcium on the store shelf today for sale as a dietary supplement.
No wonder we're confused.
Oh, consumers are totally confused, and I don't blame them. And to be quite honest with you, there's pretty profound studies. I mean, I'll tell you, Dr. Haney at Creighton University is probably one of the leading world researchers on osteoporosis. And if you ever wanted to look into some of his articles or research, I mean, he's an unbelievably educated man in the area of osteoporosis. And there are just very specific types and forms of calcium that obviously work best. And the reality is that your body requires certain things.
So before you go down that road,
yeah.
Given what you just said, I think it's one of the most important points you could make. What would be the forms of calcium that the listener to this show, when they pick up a bottle and they saw it on the bottle, they should put the bottle down?
Well, let me go. Can I go a different direction?
Go ahead.
Because there's 40 different forms of calcium.
I know, and I'm not going to ask you to march through all that.
Right. Which ones would I tell them to put down? How about I just tell you which ones I'd have you pick up?
Yeah, that would probably
be easier. It's a more narrow list, in all honesty. Let me give you some facts as it relates to the body.
Okay.
Roughly about 98% of the calcium found in your body is stored in the bones, okay? It's stored in the form of a specialized calcium called calcium phosphate. And what's so important about that form of calcium is that is what your body uses as a structural form of calcium for the bones. Now, if you were to ask leading researchers, what are the most absorbable forms of calcium? Calcium phosphate would rank somewhere down towards the middle or end of that list. And there's a reason. It's not just about absorption that's important. See, all these studies and all these different things where people are getting a little bit nervous about calcium is they're concerned that once you absorb this calcium and you increase the absorption by using all forms of different unique designer calciums, okay,
mm-hmm.
You increase the absorption, here comes the problem. What if your body's not prepared or is lacking what you mentioned a few minutes ago, all these co-nutrients that need to be taken in conjunction with calcium, if they lack these nutrients to properly utilize what your body absorbs?
So,
see, that's the challenge.
So the body stores calcium as calcium phosphate.
That is correct. The form of calcium that you find your bones
so
made of.
So a consumer phosphate. Should not be misled. Well, if that's true, then I should find a calcium product that is made in the form of calcium phosphate, that's not necessarily a good idea, right?
No, absolutely it's a good idea.
Oh, it is a good idea.
No, absolutely. A good form of calcium could be a phosphorus-bearing form of calcium.
Okay, I misunderstood you.
No, that's okay. In the research studies that were done by at Creighton University by Dr. Haney, he even talks very specifically, as we increase our intake of 1,000, for every 1,000 milligrams of calcium we increase, our intake of as a dietary supplement,
right.
Our body has a natural requirement for phosphorus at a level of 500
okay.
milligrams.
All right, so there's calcium carbonate, calcium citrate, calcium gluconate, calcium lactate. I've seen those on bottles.
Right. Oh, totally. Absolutely. There's even algae-based calcium, which, by the way, is simply calcium carbonate. You know, there are several different forms of
calcium.
Do you
use, in your formulation, do you use carbonate, citrate, gluconate, or lactate?
We use phosphates.
Calcium.
We use calcium phosphates, and there's a reason. We do it based on science. The science is absolutely, you know, here's another thing, too. When you look at vitamin D, we always focus on vitamin D when it comes to calcium and combining vitamin D with calcium. And I always ask people whenever I talk to them, or I do lectures or I do different things, and I say, why is vitamin D included? Does anybody know? And most people say, well, to increase the absorption. And I'm like, okay, let's say that that's true. Do you know that the biochemical job of that hormone, because it's actually not a vitamin, it's a hormone, it's something that your body absolutely needs to run so many different things in your body, but as it relates to bone health, it regulates calcium to phosphorus ratios. So imagine that. This particular vitamin is responsible for making sure that the right blend of calcium to phosphorus is used to make a bone.
So if you're taking a calcium product without vitamin D in it,
that's right. It's
not a good idea?
Well, I think that if you take a calcium product without it, because we make calcium products that are with magnesium and don't have vitamin D added, I would highly recommend that you consider vitamin D in conjunction as a product to take with it.
When we come back, we're going to look at some of the essential nutrients for bone health and calcium and whatnot, and should they be there, shouldn't they be there. We'll try to make sense of it. Be right back.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling, great-tasting, rainbow-like gummies. Sugar-free Fiber Garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber plus fruits and veggies, rounding out even finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness. Gluten-free rainbow-like gummies come in single-serve packets, ideal for lunchboxes. Nutrition that makes the grade from Rainbow Light. Good health is not a luxury available only to the wealthy. Now Foods Life's work is to offer health food and nutritional supplements of the highest quality at prices that are fair and affordable to all of those who seek them. Today, Now Foods is one of the top-selling brands in health food stores. Now Foods is committed to providing products and services that empower people into living healthier lives. Visit them at nowfoods.com for more information. Managing stress for health and well-being for over 40 years. Give your body a boost with Vega, Complete Whole Food Health Optimizer, an instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods. Vega is packed with 5 types of protein, 100% recommended daily intake of vitamins and minerals, fiber, omega-3 and 6, EFAs, antioxidants, probiotics, and much more. Vega contains no animal products, dairy, gluten, soy, sugar, wheat, yeast, artificial sweeteners, GMOs, or pesticides. Learn more at myvega.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. For more information, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to the second half of the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. It's 3:35 Eastern Time. My guest is Dr. Jason Mitchell. I always love having him on. He's a product formulator for Country Life. He's an educator and does other things for the company, but has been on my show for a long time. I've known him for a long time, and I have a great deal of regard for his approach and his enthusiasm and preparedness and the way he does his job at Country Life and the way he comes onto the show as well. We're talking about calcium today, the calcium controversy and the confusion. My independent review of the literature tells me that calcium is safe to take. Now, excess calcium, too much calcium, excess calcium is not a good idea. Excess water is not a good idea. Sometimes that's called drowning. Excess in anything is typically not a good idea. So let's be mindful of that. And how much calcium should you take? Which form should it be? And I misunderstood Dr. Mitchell, and I want to clarify this point. Calcium phosphate is the form in which calcium is stored in the body. Turns out that calcium phosphate is what Dr. Mitchell considers to be a good form from which to make a dietary supplement. Do I have that right now?
Absolutely correct. Well, you know, there's other names that it goes by, too. There's an animal-derived version of it called microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, which is probably one of the most comprehensively studied as it relates to osteoporosis. And then there's other non-animal versions called hydroxyapatite or tricalcium phosphate or tribasic. The bottom line is that it's in a form that the body can more easily utilize structurally for the purpose of actually rehabilitating a bone.
How long did it take you to make a decision when you formulated, what's the name of your product at Country Life?
Well, we have several calcium-based products on our Target Men's line, all of which use calcium phosphate in the right ratios. We do have a bone-building formula that is doing extremely well because people are getting good results. The product works. The product is very cost-effective as well, but it's called Bone Solid.
Okay.
And it's not only calcium, though. It is not just calcium by itself. It is several other co-nutrients that need to be included so that we can actually tell the whole story. Like, for example, if someone said your house is made of concrete, well, it isn't just made of concrete. It does include labor. There are people that have to put that concrete together. There are people that have to put the trusses up, which are actually made of wood. Then there are nails. There are shingles. There are cabinets. There's so many other pieces of the puzzle that when we say calcium, we assume that's the only thing you should take.
All right.
When it comes to bone health, there is a far greater story to tell.
As a product formulator,
yes.
Calcium phosphate, is there any doubt in your mind, and I need to hear, the listener needs to hear this, as a product formulator, is calcium phosphate one of the more advantageous or one of the better forms of calcium to use because of its absorption rate? Is that it?
No, it's because of the utilization, the body's
okay.
ability to utilize it.
It's, you know, all right.
Because
so
there are calciums that absorb better than calcium phosphate,
okay,
but absorption
so,
isn't really what you necessarily should be focused on.
That's where I wanted to go. Thank you. Absorption versus utilization, that's the difference, right?
Oh, big time. Yes, big time.
Okay, so you just said, and I sound like a journalist now, you just said that there are some forms of calcium that are better absorbed. So good journalist would say, so why don't you use that one, Dr. Mitchell?
Right. Well, here's the thing. It's just getting it into the body chemically. I mean, I will tell you, there are scientists that figured out that there are ways to get things into your body. That doesn't mean that they should be there in that form and at that level. Okay? Just because we can get it into the body does not necessarily mean that the end result will be exactly what you hope for.
I could think a bunch of things just flashed across my mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so it's utilization is what you're...
Here's the deal. If once your body has its hands on it, basically, once it absorbs, what then? That's the question. Is your body going to use it properly, or could it potentially lend itself to improper calcification? See, that's not what we want. We want the body to properly utilize this material. And if it can recognize the form that it's in and say, you know what, this is the preferred form for helping to build my healthy bones, it is more than likely going to make better use of it. There is a lot of reasons why microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, also short is MCHA, has been so conclusively studied so many times over several decades, and has been absolutely one of the key tools for helping with regards to bone rehabilitation.
So all of these studies that I'm looking at, that I was looking at this morning, that are in the literature, that have found some association between taking calcium, excess, some say even excess calcium, and kidney stones, constipation, calcification of the arteries, and so on, that it's a utilization issue.
Right, your body's not using it properly.
So in other words, in those studies, the way the calcium was being utilized in those study participants was not helpful.
I'm going to back up one thing. I'm not so sure that this study was done appropriately or evaluated the role
calcium
played in
these issues. I'm talking about generally the issue of calcium and running a risk for calcification of the arteries is a utilization issue, is it not?
If that is the actual issue that's happening, then yes, it would be that the body's not utilizing it properly.
And what would be some of the reasons why calcium wouldn't be properly utilized by the body?
When you're deficient in other cofactors that help
you
utilize calcium, when you're deficient in things like vitamin K, when you're, you know, there are so many different things and people don't even know the role. You know, in our society, we've become horribly phobic of vitamin K, especially as we age in our population. Many people are on what's called blood thinning medications, things that help to thin the blood.
Right.
And then the first thing the doctor will tell you is don't eat certain vegetables that are rich in vitamin K and do not take vitamin K supplements or any supplements that contain vitamin K. And what happens is that vitamin K does work as an antagonist to the medication because the medication is intentionally thinning your blood. Vitamin
right.
K seeks balance in the body, hoping to maintain a healthy viscous flow of your blood. So as a result, vitamin K will help support proper balance in the blood. Well, when you're taking something that thins your blood, people get afraid of vitamin K. But do you know what vitamin K does for bone health?
No.
It helps stimulate your body's ability to utilize it properly for building bones. It releases specific hormones and different elements in your body. When you take this vitamin, your body responds by saying, hey, I know exactly what to do with that calcium now.
So when you're, as a product formulator, when you were working through the formulation on Bone Solid,
yes,
you were going through the literature looking at different forms of calcium. You already had a pretty good idea that MCHA was the calcium phosphate was the form you were going to use.
Absolutely.
And then you said, okay, let me look to see what other nutrients are essential in the proper and healthy utilization of calcium. I suspect that's what you did.
Absolutely. There was a university-based study where three different colleges in the university, the College of Biomedical Science, Human Biology, and the Medical College, got together in this university in the Netherlands, and they basically took calcium, vitamin D, and all the usual suspects that you would build into a bone-building formula, okay? And what they did was they varied the levels of vitamin K. And they even compared the use of vitamin K1 and K2 and found them to work identically, by the way, which
That's
is very
good.
Interesting in
That's
the research.
Good. Yeah.
But in this research, which we have both forms of vitamin K in our bone solid, but in this research, what they found was is that once you reached a level of 1,000 micrograms of vitamin K a day, which is far more than you will find in any bone-building formula right now. In fact, you go out and look at the bone-building formulas, they have anywhere between 80 or 120, which is somewhere right around or a little bit above what's considered the recommended daily intake.
Okay.
But this level, for someone that's dealing with bone rehabilitation issues, 1,000 micrograms of vitamin K was not only safe, but it was incredibly effective. They showed that within 3 years, they were able to retard or slow bone loss by as much as 34%.
Okay, when we come back, we have one more segment. If you could, I would like you to, if you're so inclined, to take a look. You formulated the product, so you know. Go down the list of the co-nutrients that you added to the Bone Solid product to help with the effective and safe utilization of the calcium, and ultimately so you don't end up with calcification of the arteries and so on and so on. And then want to hear your recommendation on how much calcium we should have every day. Be right back with Dr. Jason Mitchell.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code multivitamins include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is raw, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free with 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code.
Olympian Labs is bringing you its new Ultimate Greens Protein 8-in-1. Not just 5 grams of pea protein, but a total of 20 grams of pea, rice, and hemp protein. Not 10 cups of fruits and vegetables, but get this, 26. Nothing even compares to it. It's also high in omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, giving you a huge boost of those essential fatty acids we all need every day. And 6 grams of fiber per serving. That's amazing for digestive health, lowering cholesterol, and helping to detoxify the body. This is a wonderful product. No, the ultimate product for your health. Ultimate Greens is available at Vitamin Discount Center stores. Get it today.
We're all busy. So busy that only 20% of us eat the recommended 5-a-day fruits and vegetables, and only 10% eat properly and exercise. No wonder 1 in 3 American adults exhibits cardiovascular disease. We know that we should eat right and exercise, but we just don't. This is where nutrition comes in. Coles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas is concentrated nutrition. It is nutrition designed to deliver cardiovascular support. The source is natural, and the combination of ingredients is based on clinical science. Jarrow Formulas Coles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract optimized with red yeast rice. It's designed to support cholesterol levels already in the normal range, as well as reduce the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. Ask for Colus Optimizer at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in cardiovascular formulas.
Remember hearing about sunshine vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today, research shows there's much more to vitamin D than we ever realized. Vitamin D not only influences bone health, but it also supports your immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. As a regulator of cellular health, vitamin D supports the progression of cells through their functionality and healthy renewal. Studies indicate most of us are not getting optimal levels of this super vitamin on a daily basis, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Best Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is much better utilized. This makes Best Vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure you're getting enough of the Best Vitamin D. Ask for Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. BioForce, Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you on this Monday edition, starting off the week. And it's a very important topic, calcium. And there's a there's a lot of confusion and controversy that surrounds calcium use. And I am a proponent of calcium supplementation, and I think people need to take calcium. I also think they need to take the right kind of calcium with the right kind of co-nutrients and the right product. Let's see. I'm going to try to squeeze in a health question for today. And here's the question. Approximately how many Americans over the age of 50 have osteoporosis? 5 million, 10 million, or 15 million? Okay? Approximately how many millions of Americans over the age of 50 have osteoporosis? 5 million, 10 million, or 15 million? 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. Toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. Okay, Dr. Mitchell, in your product Bone Solid, you formulated it. You got your calcium phosphate, the MCHA, the microcrystalline hydroxyapatite form of calcium, which is utilized very well by the body.
Right.
What else do you have in that product?
Well, one more thing to mention about MCHA, too, is it's not just calcium.
Right.
It's so much more. It actually contains collagen and other types of components
sure.
as part of its structure. And because of that, the body, people don't realize the bone is made of a lot of protein as well.
Sure.
But in addition to that, we put vitamin D, of course, because we hear about that all the time. It helps to regulate calcium to phosphorus ratios. It helps to enhance absorption and utilization of the vitamin K, or vitamin, the calcium. But we incorporated vitamin K1 and K2, both forms of vitamin K. And this is for the purposes of properly utilizing the calcium the way that it is supposed to be used. So to prevent the improper use of it, of the form of calcium. Because the calcium is in its perfect phosphorus to calcium ratio, that is amazing, but we also put magnesium, zinc, manganese, chromium, potassium, other types of minerals that play a valuable role. But there's one honorable mention here, and it's a mineral called boron. And we use a very specific type. It's one very similar to the boron that you would find actually in wood fruits like peaches, plums, nectarines, and other types of fruits and vegetables.
Why add boron?
Well, boron helps again with the utilization. It helps to eliminate the overwhelming excretion of urinary calcium, like where your body is starting to bleed it out, remove it from the as waste from the body.
Right.
And the reason being is because when somebody is dealing with osteoporosis, they are losing calcium systematically over time. Boron, if accompanied by all these other nice cofactors, it helps to enrich the body's ability to enhance the proper utilization of the calcium.
Gotcha.
Bone Solid was put together to give you bone support. And that's really what it was designed to do. And I will tell you, the product was done through science. And, you know, these research studies that suggest we should have fear of taking calcium supplements, you know, I really just find it irresponsible because they did not quantify, or I should say qualify, each individual involved in the study as to what their health status was to begin with.
All right.
And what risk they had.
Fair enough. Let's go to Maria in Tampa. Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great, great show. I have osteoporosis quite badly. My doctor has insisted that I take Reclast, and I really was against it for a long, long time, and then he put the fear of death in me, and I did have one yearly injection. However, I am taking Bone Solid now, and I've always taken calcium, always, but they did at your store tell me the great benefits of this, and now
sure.
listening to Dr. Mitchell, I agree, and he's just reinforcing.
Sure. Well,
I have here in my hand, and I'm taking it now.
Sure. One clarification: they're not my stores.
No.
I know what you meant. People listening think, Dr. Garko owns Vitamin Discount Center. No, he doesn't.
Dr. Mitchell, since I do have certified, have had many bone density tests. How many should I take?
Good question.
Well, you know, I have to, you know, when it comes to recommendations, first of all, I'm not your doctor, so it's hard for me to make recommendations on exactly what you should be taking. In fact, any doctor over the phone should be ashamed of making recommendations when we don't know the full scope of all the symptoms and everything that's going on. Let me share this with you. The product is designed and recommended to take 6 a day, okay? And the reason why is because the research behind utilizing this product with these ingredients at these levels, each individual level was scientifically validated by research saying these are studies on osteoporosis And these are the amounts that were used in these studies to verify, does this level support osteoporosis? So if what you're saying is you have osteoporosis, you should follow this product as directed.
Okay, so...
Okay, and how, three in the morning, three at night, how...
Well, you know, that really has a lot to do with, you know, how your schedule is and so forth and what you'd like to do. The bottom line is if you took two, three times a day or three twice a day, I mean, the bottom line is your body's going to utilize it. You know, and taking some in the morning and some in the evening, if that's convenient for you, that would be the way I'd recommend it.
Because some people say that it should be taken only at night.
Well,
before you go to bed.
If that were true, then we were only supposed to eat at night as well. You know what I'm saying? Because originally we were supposed to always...
Today, I'm going to go with that schedule.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we're supposed to eat all day long, right? We're supposed to eat foods, and foods were originally what were supposed to deliver our nutrients, but because of, you know, dietary deficiencies, we unfortunately don't get what we should in food and why supplements become important. So taking it twice a day is good. Go ahead, Dr.
Maria, given my review of the literature and some of the issues, some argue that taking a high concentration at one time is not a good idea. I don't know how valid that is. So, for the safety in the spirit of safety and effectiveness, mm-hmm. I would spread it out over the day, 2-3 times a day.
Right, that makes sense to me.
Okay,
too.
So how many millions of Americans do you think suffer from osteoporosis? 5, 10, or 15 million?
15.
That's a little high. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's okay though. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your wonderful questions and your endorsement of the product from your own personal use. I'm sure listeners appreciate that. Let's go to Carolyn in Tampa. Carolyn, welcome to the show. So you got a 50-50 chance. How many millions of Americans suffer that are over the age of 50 suffer from osteoporosis? 5 million or 10 million?
10 million.
Congratulations. You just won a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount.
Great. You know, I was going to call in even before you asked the question.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to offer myself as empirical evidence that taking calcium is not dangerous. Mm-hmm. I've done it for over 40 years. And,
well, good for you.
I love the Bone Solid. I discovered it over a year ago because... comparing labels and the health food
store. We're almost out of time, so you can thank Dr. Mitchell, and because he formulated it, and we're almost gone here. Dr. Mitchell, thank you. Carolyn, thank you. Take your calcium. Take the right kind of calcium. Take Bone Solid because it's solid. It's great. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. Take care.
Today, I feasted on heavy metals, groundwater pollutants, factory emissions, pesticides, preservatives, and household cleaners. Yuck! And so did you. Fortunately, there is an easy, efficient way to purge your body of unwanted toxins. CleanSmart Advanced Total Body Internal Cleanse from Renew Life. It's a 30-day program that combines 23 natural ingredients, including 9 deep cleansing herbal extracts, to help boost your own natural detoxification system. Just 2 capsules, morning and evening, helps promote regularity, which in turn gives you more energy, helps you think more clearly, and helps you feel lighter on your feet. Plus, there are no fillers or unnatural ingredients. So clean up what our dirty world dishes out and take your cleanse to the next level with CleanSmart, America's number one cleanse. CleanSmart is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Naturals fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.